I hereby introduce to you Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey guys, very quick question. Are your products beautiful? Right, simple question. If you're selling on Amazon, then likely your private labeling products, probably mostly from China, although that may mutate, I suspect. If you're selling in America, certainly it would be very interesting to say whether Trump's regime actually implements the whole alleged 45% or 25% tariffs on imports from China. If he does, that's going to be a whole different ballgame. But let's assume for the moment you're importing from China. China makes some of the world's crappiest products. It makes some of the world's greatest products. It makes the product I'm holding right now, which is an Apple iPhone, which is the most expensive phone that you can get pretty much in terms of smartphones. I'm sure there's Galaxy One that's almost as good, but actually it was an American incredible design by some geniuses and Chinese manufacturing at its best. So it's quite possible to produce beautiful products in China, and it's equally possible to produce crap. I mean, 80% of the world's manufacturing happens there. It's everything, right? So the first question is, have you got a design that's interesting, if not unique? Is it at least beautiful? Yeah. And secondly, are you sure that you're really checking the quality of your manufacturer? And the upshot of those questions is simply for the consumer experience, is your product beautiful? Does it work beautifully? Is it reliable? Is it amazing? Now, the reason I'm inspired by this is I'm in the city of London today. I'm just surrounded by beautiful buildings. I've got one behind me, which was originally a school for choir boys, is now actually a youth hostel. So if you want to stay in London and the city and you're young and you want to save money, this is somewhere you might consider coming. But the point is, it's just a building, but they made so many details, so taking so much care over the detail that it's just immediately striking, and when you look at it in detail, it's magical as well. Now my question is your product doing that for your customers? And if not, I would encourage you to get on with that. Now an example of this, I'm not saying I'm an absolute amazing at product design or development, I'm not, right? But even within the private label space, I mean, my partner and I have we've just got some products in the air right now over coming over from China. Very exciting, because we ordered, I think, samples from 6 suppliers. From some suppliers, we had 6, 7, 8 samples, and we really took the trouble. We reviewed 60 suppliers, which is probably excessive. I'm not suggesting you do that. We had 60 email conversations going at one point. A bit insane. Don't do that, okay? However, we took immense trouble. We checked out the suppliers, if they were dodgy, if their prices suddenly came tumbling down from $15 a unit to $3, if they didn't have solid business credentials, then we would reject them. Now, we've got a whole sophisticated process, and I can go through some of that if it really interests you in how to check out a supplier thoroughly. But I mean, one of the simple things is get a sample. Now, check through different product photos on Alibaba or wherever, but also get outside of Alibaba, do some Googling, go and find some interesting samples in real life, go and order stuff from your rivals, whatever you need to do to get a vision of what would be your perfect product, bearing in mind what your market wants as well. So obviously do your numbers. I'm not suggesting you create something in a vacuum. No. Never do that. The first thing is look for demand. I mean, I've gone through this in great detail elsewhere, but I mean, just a quick reminder, always look for demand. Always look for some demand depth. So you're not just, if you're selling training shoes and you get £100,000 worth of training shoes a month sold on Amazon, but 90,000 of that is sold by Nike, forget it, guys, right? That's just brand dominated. So I don't want brand domination, etc., right? Common sense must apply, business thinking. But if you really want to create a brand that's going to have value, you can sell for money down the line for multiples of 2 to 3 to 4 times annual profits. If you want to have a brand where people go, wow, I've got to have that, and we'll pay premium pricing. If you want to have a brand where people will see it appear in the search results and go, click, I must look at that product. Yeah. If you want to have a product where people look at the cracking, wonderful photos you got and click through from your listing to buying it, adding it to cart and going ahead and buying it, then folks, you really got to sweat to make your product beautiful. So don't stint on samples. I hear it all the time. People say, oh, my supplier wants to charge me $30 for a sample. Should I bother paying it? You know what? If you're going to go anywhere with a private label product, and it's not the only path, yeah, I mean, private label is one way of doing things, but if you're going to go that route, you're going to spend thousands of pounds, maybe tens of thousands. Don't be cheapskate about the research. If you're cheapskate about the research, how do you know you've got the best one? I mean, you can go too far. You can get like 20 different products when you know the 10th one is really, really good. I mean, search until you have found something that matches your vision at an affordable price point. But don't be cheapskate about getting samples in. If you can't afford to do the sampling process properly, I don't think you can afford to do private label properly, because generic me-too products are now absolutely on price competition, above all in the USA, because there's now almost a direct line from Chinese sellers to the US Amazon site. Now, okay, there may be barriers put in the way. Also, there is still room for those who really understand marketing and really understand the target audience. But the room, guys, is not mass-producing cheap crap, which the Chinese are genius at doing. It's been the Apple iPhone of your category. You know, in other words, they are still manufactured in China, but the design is fantastic and the quality control is rigorous, right? So you could do the same thing, even if you don't design your own products. At least we can pick one that's good, right? So one way or the other, you're going to have to do research. You're either going to have to do research and development, i.e. making your own products, or you're going to have to do research, i.e. looking for a good product. Or Warren Buffett always used to say, you can either create value or find value. You know, creating value is creating a business. Finding value is, investing in an existing business. Now, I would say a product is kind of like a mini project. It's kind of like a mini business in itself. So if you get it right, even if it's not that differentiated, but it's reasonable, you can return your money. You can turn $5,000 into $8,000 over 3 months. You can turn that into $11,000 into $15,000. So you can turn $5,000 into $15,000 within a year, even with a mediocre product. But with a really good product, you'll do way better than that. So take that time and trouble and you will be rewarded. Thanks, guys. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Now over to you. First, 80-20 everything. Learn the critical few. Maybe there's one thing in this podcast that can make all the difference. Find that thing. 20% of inputs give 80% of the outputs. Which are the critical few for you? Then take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single time. Finally, and not least, review. If you've made mistakes, learn from them. If you've made a success, duplicate it. You can't do that unless you look back. So in summary, learn the critical few. Then do, then review. And then, my friend, it's up to you. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. Speak to you in the next episode.